Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberdi. Many investors love rentals. More millionaires have been made from real estate than any other asset class. When I ask investors about what they like about rental properties, the obvious answer given is the rent checks. Then asked if they care if the property drops in value, they usually answer no, as long as they get their rent checks. There is a similar opportunity in the stock market, and without some of the headaches real properties have, such as having to deal with tenants, late rents, rent moratoriums, leaky roofs, insurance, liability exposure, and hefty commission when one decides to sell a property. Add in property taxes and possible tax assessments, and the hassles become pretty obvious. An option is what I call a stock rental portfolio, which can pay just like a rental, but with some definite advantages using dividend-paying stocks. Dividends are payments by companies whose stocks you own. Dividends can be cut, eliminated, or increased at the whim of the board of directors, but there are many reasons why they would not want to do that. The members of the board probably have stock themselves, so if you get a dividend, so would they. Tax rates on dividends can also be less than tax on regular income, so in lieu of having a big salary, some VPs might opt instead for lots of stock, reap the dividends, and possibly pay less in tax. A group of stocks called aristocrats have not only paid dividends for more than a quarter of a century or more, but have increased them every year for the same amount of time or more, and that's a requirement to make the aristocratic dividend list. Some have paid dividends and increased them every year for over 50 years, and some even longer. How many landlords out there can say they can increase their rent to their tenants every year? Probably not many. But aristocrat stocks, by definition, have to in order to remain on the aristocratic list. Paid dividends for more than 25 years and increase them for that amount of time and more. Therefore, the board of directors has every incentive to maintain the record of increases to remain on the aristocratic list. The board also knows, should they break the streak of increases, their stock would likely get punished, as not increasing the dividend may mean there are financial issues preventing them from doing so, not to mention angering stockholders who expect annual increases. With a dividend portfolio, there are no tenants, no property tax, no maintenance costs, no vacancies, and no huge sales commissions when you have to sell the thing. There are also no long wait times to liquidate, like waiting for a buyer or a long escrow to cash out. Stocks can be sold usually in microseconds when the markets are open. Can the stocks drop in price? Well, of course they can, but remember, landlords tell me they don't really care if the rental drops in price as long as they get their rent checks. So if stocks drop, but the aristocrats keep their history of paying dividends intact and increasing them every year to boot, you will still get your rent check. With the advent of the rent moratorium, inflation pushing maintenance and insurance costs up, taxes going up, more wildfires, increasing mortgage rates, memories of the 08 housing crash, and more consumers struggling due to inflation, the threats to landlords and their financial stability is on the increase. With the possibility of lower tax rates on income through dividends, however, essentially zero commissions to buy or sell these stocks using the discount brokers who offer commission-free trades, zero property taxes, no tenant problems such as midnight calls or unpaid rents, instant liquidity, and no maintenance costs, there's a lot to like about a stock rental portfolio. In conclusion, I used to be a landlord and love the rent checks, but as time wore on and the hassles of the rental properties and their tenants increased, I sold all my properties and instead now hold an aristocratic dividend-paying stock portfolio. Should the board of directors of these companies elect to stay on the aristocratic list, and they have every incentive to, I will continue to get higher and higher payments every year without all the threats to my financial picture as rental properties can expose me to, and indeed without all the problems and landlord stress as well. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only and not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. Dividends can be cut or eliminated at any time, as I mentioned, and do not guarantee against stock losses. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberdi.